back on the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in. KFYO.com via the Radio Pup app. Just search for KFYO. You can listen to us wherever you may go. One of the big topics since it was first voted upon has been Obamacare. And joining me on the phones this morning, the senior senator from the state of Texas, Senator John Cornyn. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Chad. Great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today, and I know you've got a tight schedule, and you're making your rounds with the media. So let's go ahead and dive into this. A lot of controversy has sprung up lately because of a letter that was drafted by Senator Mike Lee that really called to defund Obamacare by blocking a continuing resolution to continue government spending. Reports were that at first you actually signed on to this letter and then you removed your name. Tell us your side of the story and why you decided not to sign on to this.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. Chad, I've been fighting Obamacare since this was just a twinkle in the president's eye. I remember voting against it on Christmas Eve in 2009 when it passed the Senate on a strictly partisan basis. And the thing is, there's really no difference of views among Republicans and conservatives about Obamacare. It's a failure. It needs to go away, and that's why I voted to repeal it at every opportunity and will to vote to defund it. I'm a co-sponsor of Ted Cruz's bill to do that. What happened on the letter is I became aware of a Congressional Research Service opinion that said that because the way the Democrats had hardwired Obamacare, that even if you shut down the government, mandatory spending would continue to pay for the implementation of Obamacare. So even if you shut down the federal government, you couldn't stop federal funding through the continuing resolution to stop Obamacare. What we need to do is to continue to look for ways to dismantle it and to slow it down. The House has done that two ways, by passing a bill to delay the employer mandate and the individual mandate, the penalty on individuals for not buying government-approved insurance. And they've also are going to pass the bill that I've sponsored in the Senate to get the IRS out of the implementation of Obamacare. But we're all on the same side when it comes to the objective. There is some difference of opinion as to the viability or the likelihood of success of this particular tactic. But the fight must go on.
Well, is that 100% fact that if a government shutdown happens and Obamacare continues? Because if that's true, are the senators who are for this, Senators Ted Cruz, Rubio, Rand Paul, and Lee, are they on the wrong side of this?
Oh, I'm not going to criticize them. We're all on the same side when it comes to the objective. But I think the Congressional Research Service that recently published a report, and I'd be glad to provide you a copy of that, brought this to light. And I think, the assumption was that you could cut off Obamacare funding by stopping merely, quote, discretionary spending, which is what the continuing resolution funds. But the fact is that that most of the money funding Obamacare is mandatory spending, which means that even if you shut down the government, that funding would continue. So I don't want to make too big a deal out of the difference between us in tactics, because we're all on the same side, and I want to keep the focus on the defects and the unkept promises of Obamacare as we attempt to repeal it. And in the meantime, until we can elect a Republican majority in the Senate in 2014, we can continue to delay it and dismantle it. And then I think it's also the wheels are going to come off on its own, because as even one of the chief architects in the Senate said, this is a train wreck occurring right before our very eyes.
We're visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn here on the Chad Hastie Show. If news were to come out that, okay, this congressional research, maybe it was wrong, you can defund Obamacare by shutting down the government, then would you look at it differently? And are you looking at other ways of defunding Obamacare?
Well, yes, we are looking at every way possible. The challenge we have, Chad, is just simply one of arithmetic, and that is, unfortunately, the president won the last election, And he's not likely to sign a piece of legislation that would repudiate his signature legislative accomplishment his first term in office. So we're not going to get his cooperation, so we're going to have to do it without him or do it around him. What that means is we need to continue to slow this monstrosity down, dismantle it where we can. If there's opportunities that come up to defund it, I'm all for that. As I said, I'm a co-sponsor of Ted Cruz's bill to do that. But in order to pass that legislation, it would have to pass both houses of Congress, and the president would have to sign it. And I think we know what the likelihood of that is. But I just want you and your listeners to know that, I mean, I am in this fight, have been from the beginning, and there's no difference between any of us who oppose Obamacare, except perhaps maybe a slight difference in terms of the tactics. But yeah, if there's new information that comes to light on the effectiveness of stopping Obamacare on the continuing resolution, I'm all ears. But the Congressional Research Service, which is where all of us look for authoritative views on subjects like this, they say that Obamacare continues even in the event of a government shutdown because of this mandatory spending provision.
Would that continue? And I don't know if you even have the answer to this. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Because according to the Texas Tribune article, Ted Cruz said he would like language written in to the continuing resolution that says we will not fund Obamacare.
Okay. Well, can you do that? That is a theoretical possibility, but what that would require, and that's a little different than just defunding the continuing resolution or not passing the continuing resolution. Ted's actually talking about changing the law, which again would require the president to sign on to it.
Okay.
I just don't think that's likely to happen. As I said, I'm all for the goal.
Tell us another step that you're taking, and I know you've got to go soon, but dealing with the IRS and Obamacare.
Yeah. Well, we've seen with these scandals, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the IRS, you name it, fast and furious. And this administration is calling these scandals phony and urging the American people to just sort of move on. But we're not going to move on. But one of the things we can do to dismantle and delay Obamacare is to get the IRS out of the implementation of Obamacare. We know the IRS has gotten way beyond its competence, and we've asked them to be the speech police, and they've abused that privilege and going after conservatives and people of faith, and we're getting to the bottom of that. But we sure don't need to be giving them additional responsibilities to implement this monstrosity. So I'm the chief sponsor of legislation in the Senate to take the IRS out of the implementation of Obamacare, and I do believe that before the House breaks this week, they will pass that bill, and then we're going to continue to press that issue here in the Senate and make the Democrats vote and hold them accountable for their votes.
Final question before I let you go. If there is a government shutdown, would that reflect badly on Republicans?
Well, the challenge there is, I mean, you got to look at history. Historically, the president, because he's got the bully pulpit and he's got this adoring mainstream media, that's a tough fight to win. And you also have to be concerned about the collateral damage to people like our military or veterans, Social Security beneficiaries and the like. Look, I want to fight this monstrosity as much as anybody, but I want to make sure we fight smartly and we're as effective as we can possibly be. Again, I don't want to concentrate on the tactical differences between us, because I think those are relatively minor. The main thing is we got to get rid of Obamacare by all means necessary.
Senator Cornyn, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Jad.
Have a good one. That's U.S. Senator John Cornyn.